Sagt die Gemara, darf Pei omit Beis on the top. Tonu Rabbonon. Hamoitzi Seyor, what's the shear that you chayv on it saw when you take a hair out? Sagt die Gemara, k'te le gabel bo yisatit. In order to knead it into cement. Cement needs a little solid, water, sand, but it also needs additional solids, solidify it. So hair makes it stronger. The gabel yisatit, the amount that you need to knead into the tit, is the amount you chayv on hoitzah seir. Zog demal, tit, what about tit itself? What's the shear for the hoitzah? Last is pi kur shel tzarfez ov, like we had before. To make the rim around the pi of the kur where they keep in the tzarfez ov, they have those bellows that need to be tight sealed around the rim that you put it in. So you need to have tit to seal it. And that hole needs a tight rim so you can seal it well. That's the amount of tit. Sid, k'dei losud. So Tanakama said Sid, which is lime, is k'dei losud. In order to be losud, etzba k'tano shebebonos. K'dei losud k'tano shebebonos. As I state in Mishnah. Zog de gemoga, Sid k'dei losud, tono k'dei losud, etzba k'tano shebebonos. K'dei losud shebebonos means etzba k'tano, one little finger. A k'tano, the derech was to be sad, the goof was lime, to make it red, to make it smooth, to remove hair, for innumerable purposes for the sid. So one etzbaktana amount that can do that job is already chayv on the hoitzo. Om Rav Yudom Rav, benois Yisrael shegiyul pilkon, benois Yisrael that came of age, v'loi giyul shonim, but they weren't 12 years old, but they seemed more mature. So they wanted to remove hair that was growing on them because they were misbaishes at Rashi, misbaishes bedover. So benois aniyim, the ones that couldn't afford fancy treatments, toflos oisim besid, they used lime. Benois ashirim, the ones who were rich, toflos oisim besoilus, they used flour mixture that was able to remove and smooth the skin. Benois melochim, toflos oisim beshemen, daughters of kings, princesses, they were able to be mishtamish beshemen with oil. Zogdemol beshemen hamor. Shenema, like it says in Esther, Shisha Chadoshim b'Shemen Hamor. Zog the Moramai Shemen Hamor, what's Shemen Hamor? Rav Huna Bachi Omar, Sitachas. Sitachas is Shemen Hamor. That I don't know, but Sitachas is the type of Shemen Hamor. It's a type of oil. Zog the Moramai Rabbi Yirmi Barabba Omar, Shemen Zayis. This we know what it is. Shemen Zayis is olive oil. Shlo Hivia Shlish, that did not come to be ripened. It was only a third ripened. A third ripened olive oil has a certain acidity to it, and that was able to do the job and remove and smooth and make and remind him the skin. Zog de Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, an pinkun, shemen zayis levi yishlish. You want the name of shemen zayis levi yishlish is an pinkun. Zog de Gemara, why did they smooth and anoint with Shemen Amor? It removes hair, unwanted hair. And it smooths the skin. Rabbi says the following Maisa. Rabbi had a daughter. Toflo Eva Eva. He took one limb at a time with the Sid and he was metapa with her. Shokobo Dalat Meizuza. He was able to get for her. She became so beautified. She became so wanted. He was able to get for her nishtan naden was eldav batzolun, but rather he was able to collect 400 zuz from the potential husband that wanted to marry her. There were so many koiftim. She was so beautified. He was able to make that money off her. There was a nochi that lived in his neighborhood. Havale balta. He also had a daughter. He figured, easy money, I can do the same thing. So what did he do? He then wasn't metapel Eva Eva, but tofla b'chad zimna. He took the sin in one time and poured it over her daughter's body. Umesa, and she had an overdose, and she died. Omar, he said, kotel rabibi labalti, rabibi gahaget, he killed my daughter. Because he did the treatment that he did. Zogt mo om Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said as follows, rabibi deshos ishicha, rabibi, who drank beer, and his daughters, I suppose, too. So, Bayan Banta Taflo. So, his daughters needed this treatment of this removal of hair with sids. Ananda loy shasina shicha. We don't drink beer. Loy bayin bantan taflo. We don't need this treatment of hair treatment. This removal of this hair through the sids. What does drinking beer have to do with hair? Beer makes state though it helps growth in the hair. It promotes it. As says behead you, right? It grows the hair. Zog Rashi. Rashi ba maschil. Shokol ba dalad meizuzah. Shenisiapa ve kofzaleh hamu hugani lo. Ve nostun lo imamayin. Hashecher mashcher umar b'seyer. That's what shecher does. Shecher is mashcher umar b'seyer. It makes it more visible. It's umar b'seyer. Women don't drink from Avdolah, so they say because it grows, could be it comes from here, it grows here. Could be it comes from here, but that's al kaponim. This is doshtei don gemara. I mean, beer is the gate Avdolah because Cham Medina. That's the example of Cham Medina. But Kiddush, of course, they drink, right? So I don't know if it's real, if it's this. Al kaponim. Zok the gemara weiter. Yeah, biyuda oimel kdei losud kilkul. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Mishnah. Tanakama said, Kdelosun, Ktanash of Abundance, which he said is Etzba. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kdelosut Kilkul. So it means to be sad, the Kilkul. Kilkul, we said, Kdelosut Kilkul. So the Mishnah is the three of Machloikas. Tanakama said, Losut Ktanash of Abundance. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kdelosut Kilkul. And Rabbi Nechemi says, Kdelosut Undefi. And Rashi says in the Mishnah Gemara Mefarish, this Gemara. What's the three of Machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda Imekdei Losud Kilkul, my Kilkul, Umay Andifi. Because it says, Rabbi Nechemi says, Kdei Losud Andifi. So what is Andifi? And what is Kilkul? Zog the Gemara, Omer Av, Tzido Bas Tzido. It's referring to the hair on the temple and Bas Tzido and the hair below that. So Drashi, Tzido, Timpla, Vesadonois, Lahashka Baseir, to smoothen, to flatten it. Bas Tzido is Lamata, man, even below that. To be Meses, Seyo, Dak, and that's called Andifi. So Tzido and Bas Tzido is even less than the Shear of Tzido. Tzido is a certain amount by the temple, and there's below that, even Saro is Dak is Moid. So Dimon, Lememro, you can assume from here, the Shear of the Rabbi Yehuda Nofesh, because Rabbi Yehuda is more. The Menachem is saying Bas Tzido, which is even less. Rabbi Yehuda is larger. We know that Rabbonon are nofish, and Rabbi Yehuda is less.
In the other parts of the Mishnah, so he's machme on the share.
So then why over here would he be more than the Menachem? That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, be'etzim, this kasha, what's the Rabbi Yehuda? There's really three times we find in the Mishnah about Pluk to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon. The Mishnah, the first time in the Ayin Ches, the Mishnah said that Gemi, if you have a reed, Tanakama says to make a loop for a nap and a kibbutz for a sifter. On that, Rabbi Yehuda says, little midas min al cotton, which we said is smaller. So Rabbi Yehuda is more smaller than Rabbonon. The second machlokes was, Rabbi Yehuda said, Tanakama said, charsis levein chetusha, which is a brick that's ground. So Tanakama said, lasas pikur shall surface off to make the rim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, kelasas pitput. And Gemara had a kasha before, pitput, a tripod is larger. So Gemara answered, there's a crack in the pitput, and you want to fill it up with sid, so it's taka smaller. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is less. And the third machlokes is this machlokes in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda said that it's the sid is not ketanish abonois, it's kelasas kilkul, which we said is by the temple. And Rabbi Nechemya is less than that. So affecting Gemara, why is Rabbi Yehuda more, the other two machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda was less Rabbanon? Now, be'etzim, it's a peladika shaila. Why does Rabbi Yehuda meshubit to the other machloksin? Every item is a different shear. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda holds less. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda holds more. What's the emphasis lishitosoi in all machloksin? So Rashi Ilchari answers this. Look, Rashi, the member they shoot Rabbi Yehuda nofish, bitmiya, vokamlan gaba gemi. Gemi is like what we said before, that Rabbi Yehuda says min al koton. Rabbi Yehuda zutar, umachmir b'shi'urei Shabbos. So Rashi saying a general statement. Rabbi Yehuda is machmir when it comes to shiurim of Shabbos. Avada, sid is no shaykhus to gemi
What's one negate another? What is a tripod fixing the gabe the shear of hair removal? Or the gabe the measuring of a coven minnow? Different items.
Oh, but there's one common denominator, general rule. He's machmir b'shiur Shabbos. He's more machmir when it comes to the shiur itself, the smaller shiurim. So Reb Yehuda is Yehuda Zutter. So how come over here he's more than Reb Nechemya? That's Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Zutter midrabbonon. He's taka smaller than Rabbonon. Side by the tripod and side by the gemi cut in the minnow. And over here also, it's not losud etzbaktano is larger than the shiur of a temple. He happens to be more than Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya says below the temple, which Rashi says even less. So he's less than Rabbonon. Afazoyvad is machmin shurim, but Gabi Reb Nechemya he's takamur. Zok demor meisvei. Omer Rabbi, nirin devi Reb Yehuda bechavoyt v'dibi Reb Nechemya bebitzas. The shear of Reb Yehuda is probable by chavoyt. So Rashi said that's nimoyach b'mayim harbe, so it's very liquidy. It's not solid at all. And that's his shear for removal of the temple here is b'chavoyt. And Reb Nechemya that says below that is b'bitzas hasid. So Rashi it's nigbal b'mayim v'osu bitzim bitzim. So it's more solidified. So frek di gemara, it's more chunky. Frek di gemara.
They're both talking about the same area. One is a temple and one's right below that. So why should it be a different formulation? They both should be the same. They both should be liquefied and not solidified. You have a kli cheres with two holes, two dadin, that the wine comes out. And when you want to be memalit, you have to be soysim those holes, the dada tachton. And that's loshen andifi shtei peyos. But the point is that this is what we are referring to. The sid is not for the temple. The sid that he's referring to is stuffing this barrel, this kli cheres, lamato when you fill it up. And that's why it's taka different shir. He's talking about one thing, and he's talking about something else. So he's talking about where it needs to be a different formulation. Why would you be mafsid your money? If you're filling up the klicheres with yayin, you know what the yayin is going to do? The yayin is going to ruin the sid, and it will come right out. The yayin is going to be stronger than the sid. So why would you waste your time and your money on the wine by stuffing it with sid, this hole? Elam avkana nupshat in the sid. Shnosos are simonim that have a klicheres. In order to have those markers clearly identified, so you put sid around it, so it should be white and nicker, and that's the amount of shear of sid that you chayv on hoytzosoi. Kedetnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, shnosos hoyu behin. There were shnosos, there were markings on the hin, on the kli of a hin. Just be able to see how much you need for the nesachim. Atkan lepar, up until here you need the amount for the par. Atkan leayil for the kabonus. Atkan lekevesh. So that's the different shnosos, and that's what the sid did. V'ibo yisayim anocha teretz my andifi afuso. Afuso means the forehead. On the forehead, that is where he used the sid for, and that's the shear. V'chiho dahu ba'golil. There was a story, we see that Afusa is a forehead, Andifa. Why? Zogti Gemara, there was a story with the Bar Golu, someone from the Upper Galilee. The Iklu Lebovel, Egekumetz Lebovelin, the Omulei, and they told him, Kum Drosh Lanu B'Maisim Mekova, give us a Drosha, a Shir, in Maisim Mekova. They requested a Shir in Maisim Mekova, the Psukim in Yecheskel that talk about the Shechina and the Kisi HaKovod. So you're not supposed to dash in Maizim Mekova B'Rabim, only be Yochid. So Omalu, so this Ben Golol said, Edrash Lechu K'Dorash Reb Nechemya L'Chavrei? You want me to dash in Maizim Mekova like Reb Nechemya also dash into his Chavrei B'Rabim and Maizim Mekova? And what happened to Reb Nechemya when he dashed in B'Rabim Maizim Mekova? V'Nafkes Arisim in Koisul, and a Tzira, a hornet, came out of the wall, U'machte Ba'andife U'meis, and it stung him, and it bit him on his forehead. He would see Andif as a forehead, and he died. So I don't want to have the same result that took place to Nechemya. So this guest from Golol, the Bar Glila, told the Bnei Bavel, absolutely not. I'm not going to dash in Ma'aseh Mekova. I don't want to take place to me what took place to Nechemya. And they said about him, they said about the Nechemya, the dash in Ma'aseh Mekova, meaning the Chaverim of Nechemya said, min delay dolay. Meaning it was his own fault. It came about because of him. He shouldn't have dashed the Ma'aseh Mekova. If he dies the Ma'aseh Mekova, he's not Roy Lekach. So that's the result. So Aderes Eliyahu explains that they were saying about the Nechemya Taka wasn't Roy. But you, this Bar Golil, you are Roy. And you should dash the Ma'aseh Mekova. But the point is he didn't want to dash the Ma'aseh Mekova because he did not want to have such a take a chance and dash on something as Chomer as Ma'aseh Mekova Berabim if he might not be Roy Lekach. The Rishash takes out the Girsa that he was mace. He wasn't mace. He was just stung. But the point is, we see from this Gemara that Andifa is a forehead. Now, according to this Maskonas Gemara, Le'olam could be that Reb Yehuda is Zotir from the Nechemya. He could be smaller from the Shir of Reb Nechemya in the Mishnah. The Reb Nechemya in the Mishnah is Lav Dafka, this Reb Nechemya that Dash and Ma'aseh Mekova. Could be Stam the same name. Maybe it is. I'm not sure. But Akoponim, we see that Andifa is the Pshat of Reb Yehuda, so it's a whole new Pshat. It's not the same, as we said before, similar to Reb Nechemya. So if it's a whole different shir, it could be that he's Zutta not just from Rabbonon, he's Zutta from the Nechemya also. Zog the Mishnah, Adoma kechoysem hamar tzufin. The Mount Chayvan for taking out earth is kechoysem hamar tzufin. My tzufin, Zog Rashi, are sakin, are suin miklipas eitz, big bags that are made out of shells of wood, meaning bark of trees. Shenoisim and pragmatia, you put a lot of wares that you want to sell, bisfinois, the choisminois, when you put them in the ships and you seal them. What do you seal them with? You seal them with adomo. That choisim. That's the amount that you have in oitzo. Choisim egeres. Choisim egeres, that you seal a letter. That Dr. Rashi, shalay yikro, or yikrav ishbehen. No one should read someone else's private letters. Elamisha nishtalchuloi, vishud rabbonon zutta. The shivd rabbonon is zutter, is smaller. Rabbi Kiva says, choysim ha-tzufim, much larger amount of earth. Rabbonon that say, choysim ha-geres, that's zutter, it's much smaller. Zevel, v'choy la-dak, fertilizer, and sand, that is fine, k'dei lezabel, the amount that it takes to be mezabel to fertilize. Klach, how much? Klach shel kuv, a bundle, a klach of cabbage. Divrei Rabbi Kiva, chachom ha-imrim, k'dei lezabel kisha,
a smaller vegetable.
Choyla gas, when you have not fine sand, k'delitin al molei kaf sid, the amount that it takes to place a molei kaf sid. Rashi Gemara is going to explain this, talking about a kaf shel sayodin, that's used for a sayodin. Kona, k'delasas kulmus, a kona, a reed, is in order to make a kulmus. A kulmus is a feather. A quill, a feather. So you have to sharpen it and cut it out. That's the amount you chayv on. Now, the Mishnah fears always, v'imhoya oviv, let's say it's very thick and you can't make a kulmus out of it, or merusis, so then the shear of that kona is k'delavasha babeya kalash babeyim, in order to cook a egg that's a minimal amount of time, that's very easy to cook, trufa, that's mixed together, and it's soon to be ilfas, and placed in a pot. So it's a different shear. Kona has a shear. If it's not usable for a kumas, it has a shear of cooking an egg. That's how much you need for the firewood. Now the Aruch Shulchan says in Shin Aleph, Hitaka says, Bizman hazeh, that we don't make kumasin, so it has this din of kidei levashel beya trufa, meaning midiraisit, legabit chiyuv chatzos. Zog the Gemara, state that Sid, what did you say?
A lot of things don't do.
Here the Mishnah gives two options, so mainly he says it specifically over here. Zog the Mogah, the Mishnah says, Choyla gas to place on the Molei Kaf Asid. A Molei Kaf Asid, Tona, Kedin Dal Pi Kaf Shal Sayodin. Meaning the amount of Choyl that you use in order to create this Sid that they make. Zog the Mogah, Man Tona, the Choyl Malay Sid. So you're saying Choyl is good for Sid. You have Sid, it's treated better with choil. Omer Rav Chizda Reb Yehudi, that's Shitz Reb Yehudi, the Tanya. Shteit in Abraisa. Oh, we started the 3 weeks today. Lo Yosud Odom Es Beis Oy Besid. Because of Chum Beis HaMikdosh, because of Velus Yushlaim Zagdashi, you should not be sad your home with Sid.
because Sid is very nice and white. That's where's the Zechel HaMikdash? Elam can eat by Tevin HaChoyl. You put in Tevin HaChoyl, which makes it darker. So it's more of a reminder of the Chum Beis HaMikdash. We taka have Dalal al Dalet. We have Dalal al Dalet. Amal Amo, Zechel Churban. So that's what we do. Otherwise, how do you have a white, beautiful white Sid home? There it says, we taka have Amal Amo, Zechel Churban. So it's without being Mashke, we have the Zechel Churban. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so Tanakama says, you have to put in Tevin HaChoyl to make it dark. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tevin Mutter. Tevin is taka mutter because it makes it dark. But choyl is also, why? Mimneshu trachsit. Trachsit, zag drashi, sit chozakum iskashi yoyse im lo yiraboy. It makes it better. So you're doing zechel churban, something that's a tikkun. What kind of zechel churban, something makes it better? Rova om I know. I feel it in Rabbonon. Even according to Rabbonon that say you're allowed to be ma'ariv tevin and chol, even though chol makes it better, and he says that it's mutter both of them. Kilkuloi zeu tikunoi, meaning, hind that you're being mekalkulate by making it darker, zeu tikunoi. That's gufa how you can use it now because you need zechel churban. So memela, we want to say that chol is malil lesid. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That he's saying that it makes it better, and that's why you can't use it. You can't use it because you need a zechel churban. Rabbanan say you're allowed to because it makes it darker. It comes to Rabbanan. It's also choil is mailalei. Just kilkuloi zeh tikunoi. Meaning itaka makes it zechel churban, but that's good for the tikun. How you are allowed to? So because it's a tikun, so mailal is a shir haitza on that. So it's something that's choshev. It's tikunoi. Making it darker is good for why you can use it bizman hazeh, because that makes it zechel churban. So it's the tikkun of the usage. So meli chayv according to Rabbanon too, and that we the shir hitzah could they use for the kafshel side. Zog ma kona kedei lasis kulmus tana kulmus amagia lekishka etzboisav. The quill, the feather has to come to the ksharim of the etzboisav, the knuckles. Boy Ravashi kesha elyon or kesha tachtoin. Does it mean in the middle of the Kafayad, these knuckles, or does it mean the ones in the middle of the etzba? Not the ones all the way on the top, by the fingernails. No, it means the middle of the finger or the middle of the hand. So the Gemara teiku. Legabe washing, it's a chitza and Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur, so it's still these knuckles. In the middle, kafayad, not the middle of the etzba. Zog the Gemara b'mohyo ove, and if it was not usable because it's thick, the kulmus, so then the shear is to be vashal be'er kala. Zogma tona, trufa b'shemen, it's mixed together with shemen, and the sunna be'ufas and it's placed in the pot. Omele ma'abek and ravina lebrei, mishamaloch be'er kala, mayi, what's be'er kala? What's be'er kala? What's mentos? Omele be'es at a tziltzilo. It's an egg from a tziltzilo, which is a bird, a small bird. My timer, what's the reason? Shum dezutum, because it's small. So aim at a tzifchisos, I'll find you a smaller bird, even less than that. Ishtiki was quiet on that. Omele mina shmirlich baha, omele hocham rav sheshes. Beis tanagoylus, it's referring to a bay of a tanagoylus. Umaikol a bay of kala, why is it called kala? Shiru chachomim, ein lecho bay of kala lavashi yosem ibias tanagoylus. The quickest egg to cook is a bay of a tanagoylus. Umaishno kol shiru shabbos kagregeres. We know shiru achila and tchina and ktsira are all oichlin are kagregeres. Vocha kabeya, and here we're saying the shir is a bay of tanagoylus. Meaning that's a shir that you chayav on the kumas. It doesn't mean the shear is a bayah. Hokam Rav Nachman. Kugoygeres mi bayah kala. Avada the shear is goygeres like we have by other things. All oichlin on Shabbos, the shear is Shabbos, is a goygeres. It means the goygeres of a bayah is tanagoylus, which happens to be memayel and vashel, and not like a regular bayah that's bigger. You're Mashiach. It's a shear of a bayah goygeres, correct. Or a small bayah. The bay of the size of a gargaris. Yes. The bay of the size of a gargaris. But which bay? The bay of Kalos Shabbat Bayim. Stop over here at the bottom of the Omid.